Well, spring was March 20th, so I think it's about time I get those reminders up for the upcoming summer season. We've got some information on a new class we're adding to the roster and more things to come, and I'm changing my mind on a position I've been pounding on for the past couple weeks. You're not going to want to miss any of this. Come on in. Hi everybody, I'm Bill Bateman, part of the team here at Refuse to be a Victim Personal Protection Training. We are located in the Medford-White City area of Southern Oregon, and we do hope you'll have an opportunity to meet us one day in person, either at a class or just to come on by and say howdy at the range. Okay, as I mentioned, we got a lot of stuff going on, and spring is over a month old. I think it's time that we start thinking about updating our bug out bags, our go bags. It seems like it was just yesterday that I was talking about everybody, okay, we got to get your stuff ready for winter, get the heavier clothes, rotate your crops, that kind of thing. And you should be doing that. You should be now for summer switching your gear over, rotate anything that's perishable, check for bugs or critters. So you'd be surprised how easy it is for a little creepy crawly to gnaw through that plate. I can't get through it. I need an edged weapon to get into most of this stuff, but these little rascals seem to be able to get in. So anything perishable, check it. Make sure it's still good. Anything with an expiration date, you're going to want to check that, rotate it out, and you don't have to go buy it all this weekend. Make a plan for over the next couple months, because temperatures will increase, on how you're going to do it. Gradually rotate your stock out, and for heaven's sakes, don't throw it away. Eat it, or share it with someone, or find another way to repurpose it, even if you put it as compost. As we look at summer, we look at things like bug bites, so you're going to want your bug treatment, your Benadryl, the things that you know work for you. And this is the time to check in with the family physician if there are any allergies. If you need an EpiPen, you just cannot do with anything else. Spring is the season for new birth, and Bambi is cute, and those little squirrels, well, they'll soon be annoying. They're cute right now. Baby snakes. Yeah, baby rattlesnakes are more deadly than the adults because they can't control their the venom discharge. When they bite you, you get everything they've got. And they come out the door, they come out of the nursery, ready to rock and roll. So be very careful. Yours truly has been clubfooting it around and actually stepped over two babies that promptly coiled and struck each other, which I thought was somewhat humorous but off-putting. I was hoping Mom didn't see it, Mom or Dad. But snakes are really something you have to be aware of, especially in springtime and then when the weather gets up. Keep that in mind. Good to do a little maintenance, too. If you're one of those folks who has not yet taken your tire chains off, and I hear you coming by occasionally on the roadway, stop it. They should have come off March 31st, and it's a good idea to get those things put away, both for the lifetime of your tires and the tread, and for our roadways. It's just, you know, let's be a good neighbor. Real simple on that. Also, I know that one thing we always did every spring after a winter of wood cutting, chopping logs, building fires, working in the yard, doing our tool maintenance, regular worker bees, generally they do it on a regular basis. But some of us city folks, it's almost a seasonal activity. So if you haven't sharpened up your knives, got your tools cleaned and oiled and ready to be stored, that doesn't mean you're not going to be splitting wood, obviously, this summer. But it does mean a dull knife or a dull axe is very, very dangerous. It's had a heavy season, so at least get it sharpened and make sure it's clean. If you're not going to be using it, be using it rather, you're going to want to store it properly, and especially if you got little ones, you don't want the kids playing like they saw on TV with the axe throwing. So it's a good idea to lock things up. Change your focus. Change your perspective. That's something we talk about a lot. No matter what you're doing with anything dangerous, we went and we had all of our kitchen knives done, because I'm going to be doing a lot more cooking and a lot more outdoor grilling, and I want a good sharp knife if I'm standing there next to an open fire, or if I'm working in the kitchen and it's busy and there's a lot of activities. I was a cook for many years, and I respect a sharp knife. So that's just one example of the type of maintenance you're going to want to do. If you have summer recreational equipment, now's a good time to start. This weekend, next weekend, let's check those fittings. Let's check if you got a bicycle or motorcycle, chains, wear and tear, sprockets, wear and tear, tires. Obviously, if your tires require a patch, you're going to want to do that. So get a patch kit, or get the barriers that you can put in. I used to do cross-country bicycle riding, take 50, 75, 100-mile bike rides. And I can tell you, when you're 82 miles out and you get a flat, there's nobody coming to get you. You'd better take that class at the Sporting Goods shop or at REI or any of the number of people here in the area. If you haven't done it yet, this is the summer to learn how to get your tires changed. Be self-sufficient. Be independent and make sure your gear is in good shape. Cables are going to stretch, especially in the brakes. Always worth that $25 tune-up I know a lot of places are doing over the next couple of weeks, over the spring season. Okay, I'm going to rethink the suggestion I've been making. And Phil and CJ and I were talking about this, and they had some really good points. So I want to walk back from my position and head in another direction. And tip of the hat and thank you, gentlemen. I'm always willing to listen. My suggestion, and I mentioned that both the Democrats and the Republicans, both parties, are leaving their parties in droves, and they pointed out they hadn't heard a peep out of the independents or any of the other established third parties, and this is over our Second Amendment problem in Salem. The timing is a common problem. We have to have some action real soon. So instead of rebuilding the wheel, instead of quitting and either starting a party or joining a third party, which could have weak impact at the polls, have no impact at the polls, and you're just wasting your money and you're mad. Well, it's okay to be mad. Let's turn that mad into positive action. Let's fix this problem. Let's fix the parties we've got. Whatever party you belong to, hold their feet to the fire. Call, write, visit, show up at town halls. And I'm going to say this every time I talk about this, because I've seen some folks doing it the wrong way. We are going to be the adults in the room. We are going to respectfully and intelligently share alternate informations. Don't make threats. Do not make threats. Do not yell and scream. Do not tell them how angry you are. Here's a little tip. They don't care how angry you are. What I ask you to do is be the adult in the room. A lot of folks get the idea that we're all gun nuts and Wild West types. We're going to talk about that more in a minute. Have intelligent, well-thought-out ideas. This is a bad idea because one thing I'm do stand behind, and I recommend this 100%, do stop donations of any kind until you are heard. Until we start seeing a positive reaction from our elected officials, I personally, and this is just me, I am not donating a dime. I used to be quite the big healthy contributor to support the causes I believed in, and now I'm afraid some of those are just going to have to go under the bus because they're trying to throw us under the bus. Dollar democracy? Okay. I got my dollar. I elected you. You're going in a totally different direction, and you hang up on me when I call. don't come looking to me to renew the automatic donation. That's my revised plan. Show up, talk to your friends, talk to your neighbors, go to every meeting you can think of. It's my revised plan, no contributions until the people I elected start listening to me. We have a system. Let's flush. Probably have to do it twice and make this system work because that's the only way things are going to get done. And let's, like I say, dial down the rhetoric, dial down the anger. That takes none of us anywhere. I got a copy of something out of from the NRA, and somebody rewrote it. They felt that the NRA was a little heavy-handed in the construction of it, so they rewrote it, and I read it, and I think this is interesting. This is not mine, as I said. This was written by another person. If I can get the name and if it's important, please share with me. I want to always credit work wherever possible. It's not surprising when you stop and think most of the lawmakers who are responsible for trying to cripple our right to keep and bear arms are ivory tower legislators. They do not have to ride public transportation to work or walk through a dark parking lot. They have no idea what it's like to be confronted by a violent junkie who would kill for a fix. Now, to make the assault on our rights worse, the criminal coddling media is trying to tell us most Americans don't believe in the right to keep and bear arms for self-defense. The press is trying to sway public opinion by portraying the NRA as a bunch of crazy, gun-toting, shoot-'em-up, Old West cowboys, and anyone who does believe in the right to keep and bear arms is some kind of gun-crazed lunatic. Firearms owner must be aware of the gun control issue and know, or at the very least, be able to intelligently answer the questions asked of them. Weigh both sides of the issues in your own mind and make your own informed decisions. Voting and freedom of choice is what makes this country different than many, many others. Let's get off our butts and vote. Vote like your life depends on it, because someday it just might. That's kind of my motivation for my revised plan. I'm going to go out into the community, and you're going to hear about this in a little bit. I'm going to make a positive impression. I'm going to have positive information. And I'm going to be presenting and representing myself as an intelligent, hardworking owner of a business in this community. I don't own an automatic weapon. I don't own a stitch of camo. And I don't belong to any fringe group on either side. You be the person that shows up. You be the person with the information. Let our legislators know that no more money. We're cutting you off. You're 86th from the cash bar. I promised you some class information. The concealed carry class is on the second Saturday of each month. That means May the 13th. And again, on June the 10th. Those are posted on the website. And you can indeed sign up for those. The next scheduled course that you might wish to take after you get your concealed carry permit, and we're getting quite a lot of people going through this class, we have a concealed carry mastery. That's the next step to take if you're going to be well prepared. It's a live fire course, and it's designed specifically to help you develop the knowledge, skills, and abilities to use and carry your concealed pistol responsibly, ethically, and with confidence. I'm going to work on a number of objectives in this class. Where on my person can I carry? Where should I personally carry? The basics of using your holster. How do you get to your firearm when necessary? Sitting, standing, walking, or prone? How to defend your gun if someone tries to take it away from you? Techniques for avoiding life-threatening confrontations you don't want to have to pull and fire unless it's absolutely necessary. How to reload under stress, and those critical techniques for utilizing cover and concealment and knowing the difference and developing a defensive mindset. This is posted on the website. We're working up to finalize the schedule, but if you're interested, this is going to fill quick. You're going to want to get in and let us know you're interested, and we'll get you hooked up as soon as we could. I mentioned I was going to go out in the community and be speaking, and that's the Speakers Bureau I have formed for this very subject. If you'd like a 90-minute presentation on survival beyond the bug-out bag, in which I explain the concepts, the ideas, share some websites, kind of a 30,000-foot flyover of the topic, if you will, I have a limited number of dates. I can't do this every night of the week. I'm old. I get tired. But if you've got a group that you'd like to have me come present to and talk about survival and what to do about that, drop me an email. You can go to the website, click the link, go right to the address. Probably about 2 weeks, I will post actual dates that are available. And I'd like to know about you, your group, how many persons. Locally, there is no charge. Happy to do this for our friends and family here in the immediate area. If you'd like me to come up to Bend, I love Bend. It's a nice drive, but I would have to ask for mileage and probably a room for overnight. And as I mentioned, I'm always happy to reach out, get an opportunity to interact and meet our family members here in the Rogue Valley. Finally, and we promised we'd do this, the gun show is coming up at the Medford Rifle Pistol Club. That's going to be coming up this Saturday and Sunday, which means it's going to be on the 22nd and 23rd, a Saturday and a Sunday. On Saturday, it's 9 to 5. On Sunday, it's 9 to 3. And it's a good opportunity. I know Phil and CJ will be there a lot of the time. I have to work at the range, and on Sunday, I'll be dropping by from, let's call it, 11 to 2. So if you'd like to come by and say hi, if you got ideas. I was kidding around last time, and apparently somebody thought I was serious about doing audition takes and photo shooting at the gun show. No, I'm not going to do that. I'd like to meet you. If you've got something you'd like to talk about, I'm happy to listen. But there will be no tape recorders, no cameras, just family members meeting each other and an opportunity to share ideas and information. So, that is it. See you at the gun show or see you at the range this weekend or write me an email. Lots of good stuff going on, good classes. Seriously, political activism in a positive way is something we all should be doing. With that thought in mind, be safe. We'll see you next week. This program was produced by Retired Guy Productions.